Summer is almost here, you guys, and I'm so excited. I know, like a lot of you, you're planning vacation with your friends and family, and I'm trying to pack light. This is something I've been working on. I have a tendency to overpack, so I'm shopping Macy's for new shoes that I can wear all day with anything and not have to bring 75 different pairs. And I'm also excited to lay out in the sun and own the day with key pieces from Macy's, like new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi skirts. I am ready to relax and look and feel great. So remember, just shop Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to look and feel great.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You're finding out about Santa Claus when I'm losing my virginity?
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello.
Hello.
Shine bright like a diamond. Look at this. This is a real doctor's lighting going on back here.
You had 2 weeks of great outfits. You had your gorgeous blue that even in our conference meeting room on Saturday night, Richard Zions, our producer for America's Game of the Week, was like, I really love Carissa's blue outfit. Stop. And then your Sunday outfit was so fire and so orange. God. I loved it. I screamed from Ford Field.
Well,
and so did all
you.
Those Lions fans.
Shout out to Vicky Trilling and Alyssa Green. That was a tag team effort on both those. And the designer was Alex Perry, for those of you that are interested. And that's why we have 10 jobs to pay for those outfits. And they're both
sure
yours
do.
Whenever you want them. How are we doing? We have not actually recorded an episode in 2 weeks.
Couple weeks.
Which is a long
yep.
time for us. We're back on track. We are, for those of you that are listening, it's Thursday. We record this on Monday. We are headed into week 10 of the NFL season. How did that already happen?
I know.
Double digits.
I know. You can see it all over my face. I did go for a little Botox today.
No, you look very fresh.
I walked into Botox, and I don't know how you guys do or if you don't do Botox, good for you. But if you do, I go in with no makeup on.
I try to do any Botox. Yeah. What are you talking about? I have not done any Botox ever.
I try to be super moisturized. But then you go in and you look in that mirror before. I always do two checks. Are there eye boogers and are there real boogers before he comes in and, you know, kind of syringes me up, picks my face or pins my face, whatever, with a needle. But yeah, you look in that mirror and you're like, shit.
It.
And then you're like, it's week 10.
Okay, well, let me ask some more questions here.
Sure.
Why is the lighting in, is it a doctor's office?
I mean, it's a plastic surgeon's office.
No,
yeah.
No. Daisy has some thoughts. Daisy, I love you. Daisy, pardon the interruption. That's a different show. Daisy, thank you for joining us on this episode. If you don't, you're going to have to go inside if you don't hold it together. Okay, the overhead lighting, reminiscent of what's going on here in the House and Home Design Studios. We need to dim the lights. I have questions. Why is the lighting in doctor's offices
and
dressing rooms bad? If I own a clothing shop, who says clothing shop? I don't know. If I own a clothing store, I am making the lighting so good that you look fantastic in everything.
Because you want to buy more.
Of course. And yeah. You know what else I'm doing? I'm tilting those mirrors, okay? I'm making them a little tilted so then you look skinnier. You know the skinny mirrors.
And taller?
Yeah, because when you tilt it, it makes you look leaner,
oh,
right?
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I just tried
yeah.
to tilt my camera to make me look leaner. Okay.
There is not a straight mirror in my house because I don't care if I'm delusional. The same thing.
What?
I don't care if I put a filter on something. I don't want to know what I really look like.
No.
Someone's like, oh,
nope.
You look fabulous. And that like doesn't look anything like me. And I'm okay with it. I'm at the point in my life that I am totally fine with being like, nope, That's not what I look like, and I'm okay with it. So, doctor, make the lighting better. Clothing stores make, and I'm going to buy a lot of shit from you.
Oh, yeah. I bought a lot of shit from him today, too. And especially when he was like, I'm going to give you a little bit of this, give you a little bit of that, not on my face, but in a bag to take home. I said, yep, give it to me all. Like, that's when they can nail you. If you're going to tell me my pigmentation's going to go away and I'm going to look all one shade, fine, I'll take it. I don't care. I'll keep it in the fridge. That's the other thing. Why are we doing face creams in the fridge? Because then I got to walk upstairs. I got to freaking wash my face. Then I got to remember. It's hard enough for me to remember when the face cream's to my left. Or to my right, but I got to go all the way downstairs on my new stair runner and grab my Christmas mug and make sure I put a dot, 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 but not too much because then my skin's going to come off. Well, then that's already
the retin-A. The retin-A.
Yep. I'm going to retin-A my face right off.
You know when they say, this is so me, when people say,
the landscapers are here right on time.
But that was me earlier today. I had a very important call. And this is the time that we're going to have the tree trimming guy pick it up. So right outside the door, it's, and I'm like, I'm dead. So this is me. So my parents are staying with me. I pick up the light, pick up the computer. I run inside. Shit's falling everywhere. My dad's like, you okay? And I'm like, no, this is a very important call. And it's always when the important calls happen that we got all the other stuff going on. I finally got the lady tamed over here for the neighbor with the fence, which by the way, that house is never selling. Okay, they must be out of money because she was running the electrical the other day. And I was like, well, that's what happens when you're, that's why she needed the 2 inches for the fence. For those of you guys that don't know what I'm talking about.
Running the electrical, what does that mean?
When you have to run it through, like, before you put up the drywall and everything in your house, you run the electrical behind it. Anyways, I commend anyone. My parents built their house. I love, you know, getting down and dirty with the tool belt, but I think she's out of funds over there. And maybe if she would have been nicer, I would have helped her. You know, house and home would have put
her good thing
right
you didn't
there.
Take her to court.
Oh, I'm telling you who I am going to take to court.
Who?
Guess who didn't have car insurance?
I knew it.
The person that hit me.
Shit.
The person that hit me.
And what does this mean
man,
for
I'm
you?
I'm fired up. It means that they're going to have to go after him for anything that he has because he lied and said he had insurance. And this is the problem.
Shit.
When they came and took the information, I had to submit the police report and like the whole thing. And nobody verified that the insurance was right. This foolio tried to get insurance that night. Then my insurance company calls me like, oh, he didn't have insurance. It expired. And he tried to get it that night.
Well, oh,
so now the routine car accident, which was a terrible accident, and everyone's like, it's fine, you know, as long as you are okay and you have insurance. I get that. Health is number one, number one. But this fool's driving around without insurance, just weaving in and out. And now it's a pain. Now it's a whole thing for me. And you know what? I don't like paperwork. I hate the paperwork. Now we're faxing. Now we can't. You
and
know
I
what?
Also don't like paying all these bills when somebody else is just driving around and then in the end, they're going to get away with it. No, no, no. Why do we always are the ones that take all these precautions, pay this shit? And in the end, I feel like these people aren't even getting penalized or penalized. Which one is it?
Which one is it? I don't know. But it's like we all have
there's
to abide
by the
rules.
There's a lot of penalties in my game.
And then there's no penalties for the anyways, whatever. So that's what's going on over here is that I'm dealing with that. But back to the Botox. No, I'm kidding. That's why I need Botox. Actually, I'm really good about not getting as much as I used to. I was going crazy for a while.
Yeah, I'm proud
I
of you like about that.
This was nuts.
Well, you
I was
were
going
doing
to the,
filler too, though, right?
I was going to the wrong person, and it was really like buy two, get four free. And I was starting to look like a cat, and I was not into that. Now I feel like I'm back to my
fresh
old
as
self.
Daisy.
Back to my old self. But no, that's the precaution right there. Talk about needing insurance is for bad Botox. Whoa.
Wow.
It's hard to undo that.
Yeah. And I feel like we see so many good examples of it living out here in LA and these chicks that, I mean, I told you, we talked about this one time on the podcast where Courtney Cox was so open about, oh my God, I just got so caught up in it.
I didn't even get caught up in it. I just trusted too much.
Yeah, I get that.
That's like the story of my life. I'm always like, yeah, go for it. And then deal with the consequences later.
You're learning.
I'm a slow learner, but I get there eventually.
All right, you guys, let's celebrate Pride Month together. Macy's is shining a spotlight on LGBTQ plus creators and brands throughout June. And you can too in supporting and celebrating diversity and inclusion. Check out top brands such as Demoda, Leota, Skin Muse, Earth's Nectar, and more. And did you know, Erin, that Macy's is a key player in Pride Month? For the sixth year running, Macy's is teaming up with the Trevor Project to offer vital prevention and crisis intervention services for LGBTQ plus youth.
join in, of course, on backing this life-saving cause. We're so glad they do that. The Trevor Project helps provide life-saving suicide prevention and crisis intervention for LGBTQ plus youth in need. You can make a difference by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support the Trevor Project. Shop LGBTQ-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store throughout the month of June. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Now, back to the Christmas conversation, since tis the season. You guys always get a Christmas tree, and I'm so proud of you. When does the Christmas tree get purchased? Is it real? How long? Because my parents are here, so they're going to help me with all this. I need to know, is it too early to get the Christmas tree right now? Because I'm very excited about getting one this year. I've never had one. I've been in this house 5 years, and I've never had a Christmas tree.
Oh, gosh. Kevin is... Burkhardt is texting me this thing about Josh Allen. Please don't be hurt very badly. He is just one of the great stories of the league right now. I mean, come on. Well, our good friend Jacqueline Quick has her tree up already. We love her so much. The day after Halloween, she's turning, you know, her entire house into a winter wonderland. I actually think I'm going to ask my better half if we can put it up next week. I'm just ready. So the past couple of years, we've spent Christmas in Montana. We're going to spend Christmas here this year. So I'm excited about that. But the past couple of years, we've actually done a fake tree. And we have it here at our house. And then in Montana, we get a real one. So we have a fake one that's super easy. I do love a real tree. They are fantastic. But when you live with one Jarrett Stoll, aka Monica Geller from Friends, it's a lot to deal with in terms of pine needles. I'm also a bit neurotic. Is it drinking? Is it not drinking? I think it dried up. It's dead. We have to get a new one for Christmas Eve. So this one we have from Not an Ad, but I wish it was, Frontgate, is amazing.
Oh.
Jackie Quick got hers from Frontgate. And it's amazing. Plus, I burn so many damn candles in this house, you would think there was a real tree in here. Speaking of candles, this is one Troy Aikman gave us a couple years ago.
Pretty.
It's from the Miramar.
Oh, I know where that's from. I can tell by those flags.
Apple and tobacco in it.
Ooh, look at you. Anyone know any good suggestions on more candles? Actually, I have a House and Home candle line, so I shouldn't be promoting other candles.
True.
Right here. But I do love new scents. I'm just noticing right now, though, my eyes have been red for, 2 months. I don't know
what's happening.
I don't know. And it's not an eye makeup thing. It's not whatever.
The drops that you're using?
I don't know. I'm really...
You can get addicted to those. You can. They're not great for you.
Oh. Yeah, but look at this. Red Rover said my eyes right over. They're so irritated. I don't know. Neither here nor there. I just need any good eye drop suggestions. I think you're not supposed to use the Visine.
I don't think you're supposed to use that. No, because you can get addicted to them. It's like Afrin. It's not good for you in the end.
Everything's a problem.
Although I did do a neti pot this morning.
Oh no, this one in her neti pot.
I had to. I've got so much shit in my throat.
Hey, you know what we still haven't done? That earwax thing. Has anyone done that?
I want to do it so bad. I went and bought those candles that you shove in your ear and the wax will come out for a hot night with my sister, and we still haven't done it yet.
Oh my God. I need to do that. And I'm looking for eye drops while I talk about this because it's getting worse by the minute.
Don't probably do them.
You know what? It's also that thing that once it's in your head, they're stinging. Okay, yep. So I'm going to get a Christmas tree. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Front gate. That's good.
I'm
looking forward to that. So my parents are here for the next couple weeks. And I got to tell you this. I took a picture of them today. Everyone, I don't know how you, I mean, I know how you feel about your parents, but everyone listening, I'm obsessed with these two. They have been together since they were 18 years old, okay?
18 years old. Which is a testament. It's great.
65. And as a gal who clearly hasn't figured that portion of the program out, they talk and hang out with each other all day long. I took this picture of them. My mom loves puzzles. So she's in the corner doing a puzzle. My dad's looking at the picture of the puzzle, helping her do it. And they're laughing and they're talking. And I looked at Steve yesterday because we were eating dinner off to the side and my parents were in the living room. And they're just cracking up and all these things. And I looked at him and I go, what in the hell are they still talking about and laughing about after 40-something years together? And he goes, you would not last that long with me. And I was like, I wouldn't last that long with myself.
So what is it with them? What in the hell is it? And I will ask you this. So this is a loaded question, something John Swatsky would never want me to do, but you know, I'm
explain
lucky
who
if I
he
get
is.
To do one. He helps us with our interviews at ESPN. Actually, he was amazing. This is totally a sidebar, which is crazy. He was somebody
that ESPN
brought in when we were there, and he kind of like helped rewire a lot of the way the reporters thought at ESPN to stop doing interviews like you give the athlete or coach a statement. It was what, why, when, where, how. And I tell you what, my brain was fucked for a good like 5 months because I was like, this isn't a question. It's not a question. And even yesterday when I thought the Packers were going to pull off this win and Aaron's driving down the field and with 2 minutes left, I was like, how do I ask this with what, why, when, where, how? And I was so annoyed I couldn't figure it out. And then it didn't happen anyways. But what was I asking you? Oh, two-part question with your parents. What is it? And growing up, did you ever see them get in a Schlitterbaum of a fight?
Amazing. Schlitterbaum. If you guys are interested in going to Germany for the Seahawks-Tampa Bay game, the first ever Germany game is happening. So that's exciting. Schlitterbaums. So to answer your first question, what is it? I ask them all the time because, again, areas in my life that I'm deficient, I want to get better at. It starts with respecting your partner and choosing the right partner, which you have absolutely done in your life.
But they were 18 years old. How did they know they did that?
They didn't. My mom got pregnant. My dad's like, well, here we go. We're going to figure it out. But they always had a date night. Every week they had a date night and they had $0. But my dad was always had this expression. He always would say this. He goes, your mom is my priority because you guys are going to come and go. You guys are 18. You're out of here. She's staying. So he always put her above us. Mm. And I never had kids, but I'd imagine that like in the busy like aspects of your life, like you make your kids the priority. Not my dad. He was like, I'm over you guys. She is number one and it's adorable. And what was the second question?
Did you ever see them get in a massive fight growing up?
I saw them like argue a little bit here or there, but I think they did a really good job of being like, we don't need to put this in front of them, but we also don't need to pretend like we're, you know, Leave It to Beaver, like perfect little family. I think it was just always about communicating issues, saying you're sorry. And I don't know. They're so cute and I'm so grateful. Like,
it's
I know you are.
They lasted.
They lasted and they're thriving. And like with your parents too, like growing up, I never had to grow up with divorce. I never had to grow up with any of that. And so even in my own situations, I was so grateful I never had a child because I can't imagine having to deal with that. So I have a ton of respect for parents that co-parent and do it amicably and do what's best for their kid. Because there's also that thing where parents are like, oh, well, we stay together for the kid. It's like the kid knows what's up. Like kids aren't dumb.
Yeah.
So anyways, I shouldn't speak on it because I've never had those situations. But anyways, I love and it's one of my great like joys in life is having, you know, parents that I can look up to and continue to ask them how to do it right. anywho, so that's what's happening. They're great. Super helpful. Oh, walking the dogs. They're doing a lot of dog walking here. I have a question. Does anyone know where we can get good rain jackets for dogs? Because this girl over here needs some rain jackets.
Actually, Ryan, it's a good suggestion to our producer, Chewy.com. They have great raincoats or Amazon, but Chewy, we would love to work with them as well, because that's where we get a lot of Hell House stuff. But Howie has a raincoat. So he hates anything on him, but he has that long, luxurious blonde hair. And that's when this really sucks to walk the dogs. But he puts the raincoat on. He gets annoyed. He starts acting like he can't walk when he has it on. But you just throw a freaking treat in front of him and we call it a day. What happened? You talked about in our pregame show this week that you fell down or up the stairs with your parents in town. What happened?
So I went out to drinks with a colleague of ours, just catching up, whatever. I came home and my stairs don't have a runner on them. And there's stairs that can't have a runner they're like these floating stairs. So you can't, like, one stair doesn't lead to the next. You'd have to wrap the whole stair. I had socks on. And I was running up the stairs and I slipped and my shin went right into the edge of the stair. And they're not a stair that has a rounded edge. These are like modern, like 90 degree angle, right into the stair. And I was like, ow, fuck. And my parents are staying in the downstairs guest bedroom. And I was like, oh, they definitely heard that. So then I go upstairs and I feel like I'm a child back in my own house where it's like I'm sneaking back in and it's like, whatever. Not that my parents give a shit, but I'm just like, still feel like I want to be respectful and not be loud.
Right.
So in the morning, my dad goes, hey, fall up the stairs last night? And I was like, hey, so you heard that, huh? And he's like, you okay? And I was like, my shin's not. I have this massive mark on my shin, a huge bruise on the other. Not a good look. But yeah, I'm getting clumsier. I feel like I'm an athletic gal, but like, forget the cocktails. I'm still constantly in a hurry and I'm running into things and all that stuff, but there's nothing. Oh, almost broke my toe. Jammed that on the corner of when I was doing my sister's house for the install. I'm real beat up. I know I'm getting a spray tan tomorrow for a couple reasons. I'm very white right now, but also because I need to cover up all these bruises. I'm just running into things.
Wow.
All over the place.
I have to walk behind the benches on the field and there's all these wires. There's photographers, camera guys, all this stuff happening. A cart, trainers, people, blue tents.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was walking and I was in sneakers of all things and I freaking tripped over this, like, I don't even know what it was. It was part of the field and like a rubber thing. And then for me, I feel like I'm on a stage because all the fans are standing there. And I was like, so I just ran it off. But I was most upset because I got a big stain on my new white sneakers. So I was upset. I was like, can you forget about the blood on Aaron Rodgers' jersey? Can you clean up my sneakers over here, red from the Packers? Anywho.
My favorite is when you always ask the Packers for like training or for like doctors or like tips
or
things like that.
I did yesterday. Yesterday, I was on the sidelines with Dr. Pat McKenzie. And if anyone watched our game, 8 players went down on the Packers sidelines with injuries. First play of the game, Romeo Doubs, he hurts his ankle, high ankle sprain, out 4 to 6 weeks. Not good.
Reporting live.
And I here I am talking to Pat McKenzie about the flu shot, about, you know, like how bad people's immune systems. And I was like, oh, and I've got this thing over here on the side of my neck, Romeo Doubs on the ground. Like, it was enough of my problems.
All right, you guys, let's celebrate Pride Month together. Macy's is shining a spotlight on LGBTQ plus creators and brands throughout June. And you can too in supporting and celebrating diversity and inclusion. Check out top brands such as Demoda, Leota, Skin Muse, Earth's Nectar, and more. And did you know, Aaron, that Macy's is a key player in Pride Month? For the 6th year running, Macy's is teaming up with the Trevor Project to offer vital prevention and crisis intervention services for LGBTQ plus youth.
Join in, of course, on backing this life-saving cause. We're so glad they do that. The Trevor Project helps provide life-saving suicide prevention and crisis intervention for LGBTQ plus youth in need. You can make a difference by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support the Trevor Project. Shop LGBTQ-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store throughout the month of June. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win, and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Wait, so how did, for people that don't know, and I, again, I always preface this, but like we have an audience that listens, I think, to us because of broadcasting, but then also like the interest of sports, whatever. So how does that work if all these guys are going down at the same time? Do you just have to wait for PR or like, I don't know anymore, like protocols, you're not supposed to speculate. And this
yeah,
and
you
that.
Can't speculate. There's a lot of rules in the NFL, but there are also situations where Aaron Jones, right? I saw... Okay, here's a story. Here's an inside story. I saw, well, Aaron Jones was getting stretched out quite a bit on the sideline. So I knew something was up. I just didn't know if he was having cramps or what was going on. So I told in the break, Kevin and Greg, to keep an eye on it. And then he just simply wasn't coming on the field. He was standing on the sidelines without his helmet. So we're like, something's wrong. I saw him look up into the stands and he made an X and I knew he was talking to his mom and he goes X-rays and he ran into the locker room. I can't report that because that's right. Just the NFL right. Is very strict. College, you can. NFL, you have to get permission. Now, I can report on what I observe if they are. That's why guys go into blue tents now because they don't want us to know what they're looking at or they may have to pull something down, get a shot or whatever, any of that stuff. So I just wasn't going to do that and say he looked up into the stand. There's a limit to what you should do and what I feel like I can do. So I knew he ran out there. He came back out. He ran fast out. So I was like, I think they're going to get Aaron Jones back. And then the Packers came back and said no change to his injury. So I gave a report on what I observed because I thought it was really interesting. He ran as fast as he did out. But then Greg made a great observation. He was like, Aaron Jones's face tells it all. He's just got news he didn't want to get. But there's some things you can report on that you see, some you can't, yada, yada, yada. But it was just a lot. It was a lot going on. That was hard. And then interesting today, one of the linebackers for the Packers who was out in this game had talked about losing a lot of the players and he blamed the turf. And then our girlfriend, Kelly Stafford, came out and said that the turf is really bad for these guys. And you would think that that would be something. That's a good question for Sean. Why doesn't the rules committee or the safety committee, why don't they try to change this? Can they?
Yeah. I don't know. And you think about all the player safety initiatives they take that
I know,
have taken,
with
the helmets, that. I don't know. I mean, these are questions I obviously don't have answers to, but I was just curious because I haven't done any sideline reporting in a very long time. I remember last year, you might have had to go somewhere and they were asking, they were like short a reporter. Something was going to happen where like there might have been a scenario that I could or needed to go work a game. And I was like, fuck, I don't even remember how to do this.
Yes, you do.
No, but it's like when you haven't done something in a while, I don't know. Anyways.
It was, what was I also going to tell you? Oh, along the lines of that, a couple of things. We had 49ers, Rams 2 weeks ago. We didn't do the podcast then, but I had a great phone call with Trent Williams, left tackle, one of the best offensive linemen in the league right now. And he was so lovely and fantastic. And obviously a big focus was their offensive line, the 49ers going up against the Rams defensive line, Aaron Donald, everybody else. And it was just so wonderful. Like we talked about when the John Madden doc came out, I just made sure to tell him how this was like one of the coolest things to be able to talk to somebody like him. And even yesterday with a minute 30 left, I'm texting Jillian, God love her. She's exhausted. She just did World Series and NFL. I was like, hey, he's going to win this. So I need some gloss, you know, I need something because I'm about to go out on this field. She like walks over. She's like, hey, what's up? But it was like a minute 30 left. I'm like, this guy's going to freaking win this. Like, this is freaking awesome. And just standing there. And then it's like, 4th and 10, and you're like, holy shit. Like, what's gonna, it was just cool to be like, this is why we love this so much.
Yeah, like, we're watching Brady last night.
And you talked about that with Brady, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course, and you know, we have friends in this business, but it's take the allegiance and the friendship out of it, just watching Tom Brady as have a vintage Tom Brady moment, and with everything that's been going on, and watching him, like, he had this, like, pep in his step, walking up to the podium last night, and just, like, saying, like, that was fun, and it's cool, because there is, and watching Patrick Mahomes on Sunday Night Football, I mean, Jesus, like, there's a changing of the guard, right? It's the Mahomes, it's the Josh Allens, it's the Joe Burrows, and Aaron Rodgers and Brady are in the, you know, the twilight of their incredible Hall of Fame career. But watching these young guys, I'm like, the NFL is in great hands, and it's so freaking fun to watch. But so that just always makes me happy. And I just was curious because, as you know, me doing game breaks, and I'm like watching, like, let's go to Aaron for an injury. And I was like, that's a lot happening. And
so many.
Yeah.
And just a bummer too, because you see guys go down and you know what it takes to, you know, get ready during the off season and the grind that they're going through right now. And then it's over. Just, I'll say it, it fucking sucks. Feel bad for those guys. Feel terrible for them. So they put a lot into that.
We have, so we're week 10. We are more than halfway through. Although for us, because we have the World Series this year.
We do.
We have the Super Bowl this year, which is in Arizona. So I don't know. I think that you and I have, you know, our conversations, obviously, as friends outside of this podcast. And I think that we're pretty good about being like, oh, I was tired of this. And I'm like, fuck no. This thing is going to be over in a minute and we have it to is. Appreciate it. And we it love is. It. And it is, even if it's a grind, we're talking about football here. And it's something that we really love. So I just always try to keep that in perspective, even in the midst of these red eyes. No, I am not high. Okay. What else did we need to talk about? Oh, on the pregame, I intimated about we were talking about our first kiss. Wonderful viewer question. So I had my first kiss when I was 12 years old, but I lost my virginity early. I'm just going to go right into it. I mean, I know. Well, look, I'm still friends with the guy
I'm not shocked.
But how about this? Lost my virginity at 15 years old. When you think about it now, like a 15-year-old, like, oh my God, that's so young. That was my boyfriend all the way into high school.
But I don't know if that's that young right now.
Well,
I don't know if
that's scary.
That young. That's also very scary. Go on. Sorry.
I mean, you know, you're young when I had braided pigtails, when I like went over to this, it was all arranged.
You wore braided pigtails last week when I saw you. So.
You know what? Some things never change. You're right. You're absolutely right. What's new in my life? But no, this was like my love. He went to a different junior high than I did. And we met because I played on a basketball team with girls that were on his junior high. And we met and we fell in love. And then he was my boyfriend all the way through until like junior year in high school. And then he broke up with me because he dated a sophomore and I was so upset. But anyways, we're still friends. Yeah, he still wishes me. Yeah, we're still friends. Yeah. In fact, things get really weird. His sister dated my brother in high school. It was a real family affair.
Oh, wow. Small town, eh?
Mm-hmm. Small town. But yeah, anyways, I just think about that now and I'm like, my God, 15 is so young, but it's fine because we were in love.
Did you tell your parents or no?
No. And not, no.
Well, I mean, don't know.
I never had the birds and bees conversation. I think as the youngest kid, my parents just assumed like I knew what was up because I had a sister who was 5 years older, a brother who was 2 years older. Did they have a birds and bees with you? Why are we called birds and bees?
Why are they called birds and bees? I need a diagram. No, I don't think so either. But my family, like I've talked about on this, we were always very, very open and about everything. And I got some good advice about raising a family from a couple that said, look at the families that you like to be around. Mm. Yep. And you like the way they've raised their kids. And I have a handful of those. Kelly Stafford and Matthew, the way they've raised their kids and the way they have their own life with and without the kids. Ashley and Ogden Phipps, you want to hang out with their kids when you're with them.
When I'm DMing them and they're ignoring me and I'm like, oh, they probably think like this wackadoodle. I'm like, heart, when Carson posts something.
I know, me too. And she doesn't write me back. So ranchy.
She's busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jackie Quick and Jonathan Quick, the way they've raised their family and another family that I look up to a lot. So yeah, I feel like those people have had birds and the bees conversation. Well, if you look at Kelly Stafford's the morning after Instagram, Hunty was already telling Matthew about her boyfriend.
About him having a boyfriend. I know.
That video.
But, yeah. I don't know. I think it's like not having children, but just knowing that you can. I went to my mom for a lot of things. There was some things that you learn, like Santa Claus, for example. Like, when did that get revealed to you?
Well, late in my life. Because
last year,
probably. But it was a night I just hounded my mom to shit about it. I was like, no, but tell me. But tell me, mom. No, but
really?
I need to know. Yeah.
How old were you? You're embarrassed to say.
Fifth grade. No, I'm not embarrassed. I'm trying to figure out. Fifth grade, I think.
You're finding out about Santa Claus when I'm losing my virginity?
Well, you know.
Like,
it just tells you how
holidays.
Late I was when I lost mine.
Happy holidays. You know what?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
You were a ho.
No, I wasn't. He was my boyfriend all the way to high school. I was in love. No. And he still wishes me a happy birthday. Well, it's definitely over now. I'll tell you what's over now. The podcast. We're all out of time. Gotta go. I need to go.
Oh, I didn't even get to talk about seeing Harry Styles. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.